Small Business Spotlight on WUTC. Every day, small businesses deliver for their customers and give locally. Here's Amanda Ellis of the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce with today's guest.
To get us started today, can you share with our listeners a bit about who you are and what you do?
Sure. Knox Farmer, and I am the marketing director here at Cadis.
And can you give us a nutshell version of what Cadis does?
Be glad to. Cadis is a substance abuse treatment facility. And for those that don't know, Cadis stands for Council for Alcohol and Drug Abuse Services. We are a treatment center here in Chattanooga, and we've been in existence for 56 years. Our mission for the community is for Cadis to deliver the highest quality of treatment and prevention and education services to the chemically dependent, their families, and our community at large, regardless of their ability to pay.
Can you talk a bit about, from your all's perspective, what are some additional addiction challenges that are facing our community during the pandemic?
I think one of the largest, and there's many obstacles, one of them is that everyone is dealing with boredom, isolation, stress, financial stress, anxiety. And one of the big things is probably hopelessness. So let me speak a little bit from someone who is in recovery. That can be a huge challenge because a lot of those factors are triggers for them for the very reason why they became addicted in the first place. And so for someone who's in early recovery, part of recovery is a sense of belongingness, a sense of community. And so what we're going through right now is a challenge to take somebody who's in early recovery and make them feel like they have the support group with the isolation and the hopelessness and stuff. So that's been a real challenge, and we've dealt with that through Zoom and through our outpatient services and connecting people the best we can with the pandemic. That's not to say that other individuals who don't have addiction issues won't succumb to that, because those are the very reasons why oftentimes people drink more or over-medicate or try and numb those feelings of financial stress or hopelessness or stress or anxiety. So it's a very real problem, for everyone during the times that we're in.
How long have you worked with Cadis, Knox, and do you have a personal connection to the work, or what is important to you personally?
I do. Previously, I came from a long line of alcoholics and grew up in a very toxic environment myself. And so I've always been around people who have had substance abuse issues. It has no mission to just seek out the indigent. There's no mission. It's every class, race, ethnicity, everything. I've always said that drugs and alcohol can affect anyone and does affect everyone, but so can recovery. I've been at Cadis now for probably just under 6 months. I worked for another treatment facility for about 2.5-3 years prior to coming to Cadis. I'm from Chattanooga. So Cadis is very, very close to me. My brother and my mother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, all suffered from drug addiction and alcoholism. So it is something very passionate to me that I understand, and is a real need. And that, I think we talk about getting people help. The real issue that a lot of people really fail to understand is that sometimes people have to look at it and go, people really die from this. They do die. And unfortunately, those are some very real statistics that, we don't want to talk about. So I'm very passionate about it.
Learn more at ChattanoogaChamber.com.